Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Hello, this is Brent Bell, head of school at Darlington. Welcome to Conversations by the Lakeside on the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Rayon, Cameron, and Lance, three members of the Darlington Soccer Academy, who are going to share a little bit about their experiences as members of the Soccer Academy and what's going on with their transition to the MLS Next program. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, let's have each of you introduce yourselves to our listeners. Maybe tell us, obviously, who you are, where you're from, how long you've been a member of the Darlington Soccer Academy, and what position you play. Lance, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm Lance Carroll from the Bahamas, born and raised. It's my third year at Darlington and with the Soccer Academy, and I'm a center back / CDM.
Okay.
I'm Cameron Edwards. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. This is my third year with the Soccer Academy, and I'm a goalkeeper.
And I'm Rayon Noor from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. I'm also in my third year at Darlington and with the Soccer Academy, and I play as a fullback, center back, and winger.
All right, good. So you guys are all juniors, right? So you've been here since the ninth grade, three-year boarding students.
Yes, sir.
And you're on the U17, right? If we talk about the sort of how the academy's organized, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about how y'all found Darlington and the Soccer Academy.
For me, Darlington is pretty big in the Bahamas. When you think about boarding school, the Bahamas is pretty small, so there's only so much you can do. There's only so much potential you can reach. So we feel like, I felt like, and my family felt like, to get that next step in my education and athletics, Darlington would be the right choice.
Great. Good.
I found Darlington just looking for a better balance of competitive soccer, but also keeping my academics high and having a good social life.
All right, good. Great.
For me, my family currently lives in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and my little sister's classmate was Jaden Kimani and Zach Kimani's little sister. And so when my parents told them that I was looking for a place to find a better balance athletically and academically, they suggested Darlington, and I did the application process, and I'm here.
Okay, great. And obviously the soccer was a big part of that for you. Was that part of kind of what made your decision for Darlington?
Yeah, that was kind of the main factor in me coming here.
Good, good. So it's a big year for the Soccer Academy with this transition to MLS Next. Tell our listeners a little bit about what that means in terms of kind of like maybe what your schedule was like the first couple of years versus what it's been like this year, exposure to different competition and different opportunities that you've had.
So MLS Next, it's just a lot higher standard, less mistakes, just have to be sharp, a lot more recognition. Coaches look at MLS Next. MLS Next is the best youth league in the nation, so that's where all the attention goes, but you can't get found out.
Okay. And Cameron, what's like a normal like weekend for the Soccer Academy or like a game day kind of thing?
So if we're playing like in our MLS Next schedule like we were in the fall, usually we would only have like one game a week, sometimes two, but the games were around 9 a.m. usually if we were playing them at home, which would be like at SSA's complex in Marietta. And so we would wake up around like 6 and like drive down there, and then the 17s would play first, and then the 19s usually, and then we just come back and get to enjoy the rest of our weekend.
Okay, great. So a little bit more, not a tournament every weekend, more of a set schedule that you knew your opponent was going to be the next week and stuff like that.
Good.
And you all go and train off campus during the week as well?
No, sir. At least during the season we haven't, but I think moving forward, there will be some times that we'll be going off campus, especially because our season's done.
Okay. And, yeah. Good. And so you mentioned SSA. Cameron, what is SSA?
So SSA is Southern Soccer Academy. And basically, that's like we're under them. So we're just a team for SSA. And we're kind of like sponsored by Darlington is kind of how I would put it. Mm-hmm. So we're an SSA team, just like the boarding version. So we're the residential academy.
Got you. Great. So yeah, that's another new dynamic is that partnership with SSA, and they provide obviously the opportunity for you guys to play in the MLS Next League as part of that. You guys had a big trip. I guess was it right after Thanksgiving break where you went to the MLS Next Fest? Rayon, tell us a little bit about what your thoughts and recollections are from that experience.
I think MLS Next Fest is the biggest soccer event that I've been to, at least here at Darlington. And it was great. We got a lot of exposure because there was a lot of college coaches in attendance, and we got to play some high-level teams. And I think as a team, we could have done better, that we could have performed better, but we took it as a learning moment, and we've built off of that ever since then.
Great. Good. Who? What? When you say some college coaches, who did you see there that caught your eye?
There was Big Ten schools, like there was Rutgers, Washington. There was schools from all over the United States, actually, D3s, D2s, Division I's, and there was also professional coaches watching, and some coaches from European academies that came over, like Manchester United and Bayern that we saw.
Okay, wow, nice. And what are the rules about like recruiting for you guys right now as juniors as it relates to soccer, at least in the American college world? Can you talk to coaches? Can coaches talk to you? Can they talk to you at these events? What are the rules on that? Do you guys know?
As a junior, so D1 coaches can start conversations June 15th, the summer going into your junior year, June 15th. So, yeah, we can have contact and we can start the recruitment process now, Lester.
Okay, good. And can they talk to you at something like an MLS Next Fest?
Yes.
Okay, good. Great. What else was going on out there, Cameron, besides the games?
We were just having fun, I guess, just bonding. I mean, we spent a lot of time together, so, we were mostly just playing games, but, when we're in the hotel, it's just recovery or just chilling.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about road trips. What's the best part of the travel? What's the worst part of the travel? You guys keep kind of a pretty strict schedule. How do the coaches manage the road trips, particularly like a trip to Arizona from Rome, Georgia? Walk us through that a little bit. Obviously, flew.
Yeah. So for Arizona, we flew out there. So we drove down to Atlanta Airport, and then we flew out there. It was like a 4-hour flight, something like that. And then the U19s were already out there before us because their game started ahead of ours. And so the coaches just picked us up when we landed, and it was like a 20-minute drive to the hotel. And that was honestly like the easiest travel we've had. Like we've had times where we have to drive like 12 hours out to like Virginia.
Right.
So that's what I would say is the worst, just being in the bus for a lot of hours when we're going up to North Carolina or something like that.
Yeah. Good. What's your favorite part of the road trips, Lance? Besides the games, of course.
My favorite probably have to be the hotels. Yeah, it's just, even if we're just sitting on our phones, even not talking, it's just nice to be with your friends, your teammates.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we watch movies, go in the pool. Yeah, it's just nice to bond.
Cool. And was there anything going on with the World Cup at the MLS Next Fest?
Was there something with the draw or selections or something like that?
Was there a big, like where everybody was together at the same place, or was that just what I was told? That wasn't actually reality.
They had a viewing party at the complex where we played at. We didn't get to watch it because we were playing during
it.
But yeah, they had a viewing party where it was pretty cool.
All right, good, good. Well, tell us a little bit about your fall season. How did it go for the U-17s? How do you feel like the team played? How was your record? Stuff like that.
For our league season, we were undefeated, so we won our league. In our preseason, it was a little bit rocky, but that was just us. We have a very new team, a lot of new players, so that was just us getting our rhythm. But when the league started, we were rolling. So, yeah, I think we have a really good team. We played really well in the fall, and we continued it into the winter.
Great. Good. And so by winning, you won your league. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And that means you qualified for the MLS Next Cup?
Yes, sir.
All right. So tell us about that. Do you guys have any details on that yet?
End of May. It's right after we get out of school.
Okay.
The U-17s will fly to Salt Lake City, Utah, which is where the MLS Next Cup is being held. And I'm not really sure how the bracket works yet, but I'm pretty sure it's just a playoff bracket. And
okay. Is it like a national championship?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So don't downplay that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there will be a lot of coaches there for recruitment. So it's a really good opportunity for all of us in our recruitment process.
All right, cool. That's great. And so then you'll go out to Salt Lake and you basically are just entered into the tournament and kind of go from there based on,
the results.
Pool play, how you do, brackets and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
That's great. That's great. Well, good. What would you say has been sort of the most impactful part of kind of making the transition to the MLS Next program for the Soccer Academy this year, Rayon?
I think that it's had us move up to a new standard, and every training session has to be a faster pace. We have to get better technically, physically, and we have to have the mindset to work every day, whether we feel like it or not. And I feel like that's really helping set us up for the next level, because we're getting used to adapting to a more competitive and more challenging environment. So I think that has been a great transition, honestly, and the team's responded in a very good way.
Mm-hmm. Cameron, what do you think?
Yeah, like what Rayon said, like being held at a higher standard, but also just like with Fest and Cup, just getting the opportunity to play in front of coaches, like not a lot of kids get this opportunity, and it's very special. And I think we've been like taking advantage of it well with emailing and just talking to coaches as much as everyone on the team does.
Yeah, I would agree. The opportunities are definitely huge. Whether it's the Fest or Cup, or if it's the opportunity of playing with our SSA team, there's just so many different opportunities and routes you can take with this MLS Next.
Mm-hmm. Great. What would your advice be to someone who's thinking about joining the Darlington Soccer Academy? Maybe they're looking at boarding school for high school, or they're looking for a different soccer experience. What would your advice be to a younger player? And each of you guys can answer that. Rayon, you can go first if you want.
I would say that they should just do it, honestly, if they're thinking of coming, because I know it takes a lot for a young student or a young athlete to leave their home and get out of their comfort zone to come and chase their dreams. But I feel like it's definitely worth it, and after they take the leap of faith, it's only up from there.
Okay, great.
I would say just being ready, being in the mindset to be in uncomfortable positions, because within the soccer academy, like just playing in front of a Big Ten soccer coach, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
So just being ready to be uncomfortable in that situation and try and perform as best as you can, that's really difficult. And honestly, just with our day-to-day workouts and practices, just being uncomfortable, like, it's okay that our coach, he might yell, but, like, he's just trying to build you up and, like, make you better as a player. So just being ready to be uncomfortable and, yeah.
Okay, great.
I agree, but you can also reach out to Coach Little and the admissions staff at Darlington, and you can do a tour day at Dar. And you can see what it's like to be in the soccer academy. You can go to classes. You can come to practice, and just get a feel for it.
Yeah. So y'all look after the guys that come and train with you, or do you make sure they know what they're in for? Or a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
They want that, right? Yeah, yes, you would invite that if this is what you're really interested in doing. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's finish up. Maybe let's talk a little bit about some things outside of the soccer academy. Why don't you guys share with our listeners what are your favorite aspects of Darlington outside of the soccer academy?
I'd say the community is definitely one of the greatest communities I've seen in my life. Everybody's so welcoming, and I've seen a lot of people that can relate to me and my situation, especially because everyone has the same goal of kind of trying to make themselves better and trying to get to the next level in whatever they're doing. So I feel like sharing that kind of creates a really tight bond within the students here at Darlington, and I feel like that's something that's really special.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with Rayon. Just like the family that I've built here, it's like it's comforting to know that when I am struggling, like performance wise sometimes, I have my friends to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I am away from my parents.
Okay, good. Yeah.
For me, I love the responsibility it builds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can lean on each other, but at the end of the day, you're by yourself, so you have to like harden up and do your work, keep yourself accountable.
Yeah. And certainly I think, you know, we've heard over the years for sure, and it sounds like given the increased expectations that, you know, players from the soccer academy are ready for college soccer because they've done the travel, they've been living, you know, in a somewhat independent environment. You know, you got to figure out where your shin guards are, right? Your parents aren't going to figure that out for you, right? You know, or run them to the field if you forget them kind of thing in sort of the same way. So that's great. So you guys have other leadership positions at the school that you're involved in?
Yes, sir. I'm also a leader in the dorms. I'm on discipline committee, student activities committee, and a couple of other clubs as well.
Yeah, awesome. Cameron, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a dorm leader as well, and I'm on the secretary of the honor council, student activities, and some other clubs also.
All
right,
great.
I'm a head prefect in Neville, and I'm in a few other clubs.
All right, awesome. Do you want to say anything about Rumpus, Lance?
I love it. It's electric. Puts a smile on my face just thinking about it.
Yeah,
it's just, you spend so long planning for it and then it goes so fast, but it's such a fun event. It really builds the community, brings everybody together. And yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anybody regret doing Rumpus or have bad feelings towards Rumpus.
Yeah, well, great. Well, guys, thank you very much for your time today. This has been a fun conversation for me, and I think informative for our listeners, and certainly we are proud of you all, true examples of student athletes and folks that are getting the most out of both the Darlington and the Soccer Academy experience. So thanks for joining us today on the podcast, and we're glad that you tuned in to this episode of Conversations by the Lakeside on the Darlington Podcast. Tune in wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and please subscribe if you haven't already. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.